Counting Blessings. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Counting Blessings. Well, that's an interesting approach. Counting blessings. Did you ever count your blessings and say to yourself, I am taking a breath. I am breathing. I am breathing in. I'm breathing out. I'm aware of it. But most of the time, we're totally unaware that we are breathing. We're totally unaware that we are breathing. Now, if we weren't breathing, we would not be using this body, because this body rather calls for breathing. And so, I'm breathing and I'm counting my blessings that I'm breathing. Oh, yes. I'm counting my blessings that I'm breathing. And yet, after I've just said that, and I've continued breathing, subliminally, unconsciously, subjectively, I don't even think a thing about it. I don't appreciate it. I don't disappreciate it. I'm not aware of it, and yet I'm very much aware of it, or else I wouldn't be here. And I'm very much in tune with my breathing. And that's a blessing. That's a real blessing. Now, did you count the blessing of the heartbeat? Just think that as long as you live, for all the years that you live, 80, 90, 100 plus years that we live, our heart keeps beating every single minute of our life. And it beats in a perfect harmony, in a perfect rhythm. It never wears out. It never gets better or worse. It's always just doing its perfect job. What a glorious experience to have our heart always beating in perfect harmony, in perfect right action and beauty for us. What a glorious thing. Yes, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. We live in this fabulous world in which we have so many things to count our blessings for. So many things to count our blessings in. And it's a great experience. Now, have you counted your blessings for your eyes? Just think what your eyes do. Your eyes look around you and they see everything. Oh, there are exceptions. There are those people who are blind, or those people who are losing their sight, or those people who are... But the thing is, in general, our eyes are beautiful objects. They just record all of the things that we are thinking about, and they tell us what's going on in our world around us by our projection to that. And our eyes see, our eyes tell us the stories of the world, and they're kind of exciting. Our eyes detect color. Our eyes detect dark and light. Our eyes detect all these things. We can close our eyes. With our eyes closed, we can see scenes, we can see all sorts of things. We have movies going on inside of our head all of the time. And these movies are detected either by our eyes, our outer eyes, or our inner eyes. Because we have more movies going on in our experience and in our inner eye than we can ever imagine. Because life is always giving us a preview of what we are thinking. And we're thinking of going to a movie. And there we are in the movie. We're thinking of something else. We're thinking of walking along a path. Now, what do we see as we walk along the path? Do we see trees? Do we see critters? Do we see people? Do we see houses? Do we see buildings? What do we see? We can see all sorts of things, and we can see them just beautifully. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Now, what do you smell? Do you smell flowers? Do you smell breakfast? Do you smell coffee? Do you smell all of the things around? Do you smell the people? Do different people have different odors? Do different dogs and pets have different odors? I just love to bury my nose in my golden retriever's fur, and it smells so fresh and so beautiful and so fantastic all the time. All the time. No matter where he is, he may go romping and rolling and doing all sorts of things, but in a few moments, as he's running around, his hair just sort of throws off all of those things that are not him, and he is always there. His beautiful odor is always there. It's a lovely, sweet, like an innocent baby's odor. Just so wonderful, so pure, and so good, and so marvelous. And this is what we can give thanks for. This is a blessing to be able to smell, to be able to see these things and know these things. That's a real blessing. Now, is that a blessing in your life? Is that a blessing that you know? Are you aware of these blessings? Are you aware of all of these happenings in your life? Well, if not, begin to appreciate it, because that's pretty nice. That's pretty nice. Now, words. Words are kind of nice. They're a real blessing. And I'm counting my blessings in my use of words. And as I do that, I think to myself, wow, isn't that glorious? Isn't that fantastic? And of course, I don't say, isn't it? I say, it is. It is fantastic. And my words tell me all of the things that are in my heart. My words tell me all of the things that are in my world. The words tell me all the things that are in my now. When I'm living in this now moment, and I'm thinking in this now moment, and I'm thinking, how great that is, how wonderful that is. Well, I can never find enough time to count my blessings, because every moment of my life, every instant, every now of my life, I'm counting my blessings, and I'm thankful for all of the beautiful things that happen in my world, that happen in my life. And as I count my blessings, more blessings become aware to me. As I count my blessings, more opportunities come into my life and say, hey, this is wonderful. Hey, this is great. Hey, this is good. Hey, you're fantastic. You're really great. And when I do that, all things work out in perfect harmony for me. And I am the happiest man you can imagine. Join me in this happiness of counting blessings. And as I count my blessings, I feel gooder and gooder and gooder. As I count my blessings, I feel so relaxed and so peaceful and so loving and so unconditionally loving of all in my world. And it is a great and a wonderful thing. Do it today, and you'll find that you'll be doing it always. Have a lovely day, and let your day be a repetitious of counting blessings every moment, now and forever. I love you. I love you. I love you.